Blaine Hall had changed little in the 10 or so years since she'd left, and Sophie was uncomfortably aware of feeling simultaneously like a student again, but also realizing how much time had passed since she'd been the one sitting down there, and Matthew Carter, managing director of Carter's Cider, had come in to give this same talk. Seeing those distinctly bored-looking but admirably fresh-faced students sitting on the plastic chairs, staring back at her, did little to banish her nerves. Had she looked the same when Matthew had come in on Careers Day? She hoped not.
And so, I'm sure that Sophie will be more than able to not just dispel the myths about her job as a cider maker, but also explain the very good reasons why a job at Carter's Cider might just be for you.
As Mr. Jones finished his introduction, he glanced over at Sophie, who stood up a little too hurriedly from her chair, causing it to totter precariously on its back two legs before it righted itself with a thud on the wooden boards of the stage. Trying to ignore the trembling in her knees, she looked out at her captive audience, a fixed grin on her face. "Good morning, everyone," she said, her voice echoing slightly back at her from the walls of the main hall. "It's great to be here." As she drew breath, she was sure she didn't imagine the whispered, "Yeah, right," from somewhere in the front row. "I hope I can answer your questions today about what it's like to work for Carter's Cider, and that some of you might consider applying for the apprenticeships, which for you will begin after your exams finish next summer."
"Only forget to drink the cider,"
a voice came from the audience and was greeted with raucous laughter. Sophie's grin got a little more fixed. "Well, it's funny you should say that," she said quickly, "as part of my job actually involves cider tasting. So who knows, perhaps you might get to do that too. If you're old enough to drink alcohol, of course." Recognising that the heckler had been, as they would put it themselves, burned, or at least mildly singed, by Sophie's instant response, the audience laughed a little more enthusiastically. And encouraged, Sophie started to relax. She'd only agreed to speak at the Careers Day because David Armitage, chief cider maker, had double-booked himself and was, by his own admission,
"a little too long in the tooth to be down with the kids anyway these days."
At 29 years old, Sophie felt the age gap keenly as she continued to speak. But she figured a lot had happened to her in the years since she'd left school. After 10 years in the cider business, now having risen through the ranks to be deputy cider maker, she was an enthusiastic and eloquent speaker, and found that the words came easily. As her speech drew to a close, and she paused for any questions, Sophie felt a flutter of nerves again. What if none of the students had any questions? Should she just continue to stand there, or should she sit down again? Mr. Jones had been a little hazy on what happened after she finished talking. Thankfully, a hand shot up a few rows back from the front. Sophie breathed a sigh of relief.
"So, like, you try all the cider before it leaves the factory, right?"
"That's right," Sophie replied.
"So what happens if you're not happy with it? Does it just get, like, chucked down the drain?"
Sophie smiled. "Well, thankfully that doesn't happen very often, as we're pretty good at making cider both we and the customers will be happy with. Although," she paused tantalizingly, keeping her audience hanging for a moment, "there was an incident just over a year ago that meant we did have to get rid of about 70,000 pints from one of the oak vats in the barn."
70,000?
Mr. Jones echoed.
"That seems like a criminal waste. I'm sure someone could have found a use for it."
He pointed to himself and grinned. His audience laughed at the attempt at a dad joke. "I don't think you'd have wanted to drink it." Sophie shook her head good-naturedly. "After all, if you throw someone in a cider vat, it tends to contaminate the product a bit."
"Does that happen often?"
Mr. Jones asked. "No, thank goodness," Sophie said. "And I think you could only get away with doing it if you happened to own the business." She was referring, of course, to the night...